I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And he goes deep to left field. He's done it again. Carlos Correa ties the game by hitting one into the Astros bullpen on a 3-1 pitch. We're knotted at four. He does hit one sharply right at somebody. Bregman to Altuve. Altuve jumps and makes the throw. And the Astros finish this road trip off with a perfect 10. A double play to end the game, and the Astros go 10-0 on the road trip.
History in the making, no question about it. Our thanks to our friends over at ATT Sports Southwest. Todd Callis on the call as the Astros come up with some offense late and pull off the sweep. And as you just heard, have now won 11 in a row. Biggest story going on in Houston right now, although by far not the only things that we will be knocking around here on a Monday afternoon. Great to have you along. Great to have you part of the Triple Threat on a Monday afternoon. The Triple Threat reconfigured. This is a time of year where, let's face it, here at Sports Radio 610, we are strongly encouraged to take our vacation time out of football season. We know who we are and what we do and all that good stuff. And so this is the time of year where you're hearing different voices on different shows. Today we get reacquainted with a familiar voice here on Sports Radio 610 as Sean has the day off, Ted has the day off, and Adam Clanton is sitting in on the Triple Threat. Talk about coming full circle.
Oh my goodness. Like the last time I was sitting in here, I think it was 2009. Something like that.
Yeah.
So it's strange but yet familiar, and I appreciate Sean going to a wrestling pay-per-view to make it happen.
Exactly. See how nice it can be when you don't burn bridges?
Well, you
it's
know.
It's a life philosophy.
I try to do that. I really do. So, you know, you just keep your head down or your head up, depending on what the situation is, and you go for it.
Well, you're either familiar with Adam for his work, well, more than a decade ago, on our morning drive show with Mark Vandermeer, among others. But also as part of Rockets Radio Down the Dial most recently, and now back in the rotation here at Sports Radio 610. And things have changed for you, huh?
Yeah, you talked about the Rockets. That was a bitter end of the season, obviously, but it was what a ride that was. I think the last time I was in this chair, the Rockets were very – everybody was different. We were talking about who the quarterback was for the Texans.
Yeah.
With John as he was getting out of here, and I think it was the early days of the Matt Schaub era.
Yeah, when Schaub actually was going to a Pro Bowl and leading the NFL in passing.
Wasn't he a Pro Bowl MVP at one point?
Yeah, that means a lot.
Which he was like the fourth choice to start the game or something like that.
Yes. So you heard the Astros audio at the top, and obviously, as I mentioned, they're pretty much the story in town right now, but by far not the only one. 11 in a row, and here's how I look at it. Gerrit Cole tonight, Justin Verlander tomorrow night. I'm thinking that franchise record win streak is well within their reach. They could tie it tonight and they would break it tomorrow night.
Rest in peace, Tampa Bay.
right.
I mean, we were all excited about the Gerrit Cole deal this offseason. I think we all were. And it was funny to see Pittsburgh fans kind of try to, you know, make that not a big deal that he was leaving.
Yeah.
Because every fan base does that with a guy who truly in their heart of hearts they know is a really good talent.
Right.
Well, let me pick out this thing here that he didn't look very good. He's come here, and as the fourth starter, I mean, when you're showing up Justin Verlander with what he's done as an Astro, let's just take that, you know, small resume, you're doing something right. And what a 1-2 punch if you're any opposing team having to come to Minute Maid, for example. But how about what they've done on the road?
It's ridiculous. It's the second year in a row, quite frankly, that they've been a lot better on the road than they've been at Minute Maid Park. And tonight they open up a 10-game homestand. They're continuing that 30-plus stretch of games against inferior opposition. So there's no reason they shouldn't be able to keep this thing rolling to a large extent. Very encouraging over the weekend to see Lance McCullers have what he called his, quote, best stuff of the year. And then, of course, the day before, Dallas Keuchel with a get right start, if you will. He'd gone a stretch of starts where things weren't going right for him, and he looked a lot better over the weekend. And that's the other thing that absolutely blows me away, Adam. We are rapidly approaching the halfway point in a 162 game schedule, and they, and I have to knock on wood when I say this, they have yet to have a starter miss a start. They have, no one has missed a turn in that rotation yet.
That's one thing. Which,
that's insane.
Of course, with health with this team, I mean, they had injuries last year, just like every other team, and one of them affected them, you know, going into the playoffs. I know there was a time you guys might remember when Jake Mariznick wasn't, you know, much maligned, but remember when he went down, it was like, oh, that defense, and his right. bat was actually decent last year. So they had injuries just like anybody, but this season, health has been pretty good, like you said, knock on wood. But I would submit to you, they haven't even played their best baseball yet by far. Based on what they were going to be on paper,
yeah,
coming off of what
right.
they did last year.
Well, when they came off that 6-7 stretch against the contenders in the American League, I know a lot of people, well, some people were fretting about the prospects for this season, and they have beaten up on the, you know, sort of second class of MLB for the most part in this winning streak. But the Astros have a lot of potential, and we mentioned them also in part because we're hearing that at the bottom of the hour, the Astros will hold a press conference at Minute Maid Park that will involve owner Jim Crane and general manager Jeff Luhnow. That's all we know so far. So being who we are and what we do for a living, it's left up to us to guess and speculate as to what the topic might be. If it has something to do with the Houston Open and the Astros Foundation benefiting from Jim Crane's now stewardship of that tournament, okay, we'll mention it. It won't really get our attention too much, but on my list of possibilities, Adam, and some of these might be crazy, but the Astros obviously are keeping an eye out for available talent with the trade deadline approaching. It would be a little early to pull off a trade, but if something had come their way that they felt was something they needed to jump on, trade is one of the possibilities. What would you think about the possibility of some sort of extension or extensions for the likes of AJ Hinch and Jeff Luhnow?
That would be my guess. I don't know if they would say AJ would be a part of that press conference going into it,
right.
if that were. But if, you know, the fact that they haven't said that, maybe it is an extension for Jeff Luhnow. Obviously, I'd be a fan of both of those moves.
Oh, of course.
It's hard to argue with a World Series championship, and those two have been kind of the driving forces. Obviously, Luhnow, the architect, and AJ, that calming clubhouse influence. But if that's what it is, for example, for Luhnow,
mm-hmm.
I mean, parade it through the streets, because this guy, he's a hero here.
Yeah, and Sean's not here. He's our handicapping guy, so I'm not going to put odds on all these possibilities, but I think I can safely say that if Sean were here, that this would be one of the long shots, but it's probably still deserves to be on the board. A new deal for an existing player? I don't think there's any Keuchel deal coming down.
No. Are you trying to guess who it would be?
Because
there's several options.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe, but you would think that if it is something like that, because look what they did with Jose Altuve. They stopped spring training, and what was cool about that was the entire rest of the team. Did you see the broadcast that day?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They all lined up to watch that thing outside.
It was like a rally.
Oh, it was amazing. And I would think that if that's what it is, the player in question would be named. But, you know,
Yeah, that's the long shot. Now, if we're going to set up the board and throw out all the possibilities, unfortunately, and you can take off on me on the DWIattorney.com text page if you'd like, 713-572-4610. What you hope it's not is some press conference announcing a player injury and some sort of issue that they have to deal with on that front.
Especially considering it's an 11-game winning streak and things are just peachy over there.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to go with
that.
The
would
extension.
Have to be on the board.
It would have to be, you're right, but I think the extension for Luhnow is probably the leader in the clubhouse, if I had to guess, if it's not a PGA thing of some sort, in which case this topic will die very quick death.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. By the way, side note, I love the fact that Jim Crane took control of the Houston Open. I hate to see that event go away, and it was about to go away.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people were aware of that. But that's something that it's good for the city. It's good for golf fans in the city. I think it's good for the PGA because I think Houston is a good golf city, obviously. I know there are some people that are like, well, I don't like the fact that it's going to be in October. We were talking about this before the show. That could be temporary. We don't know where it's going to move to. I think it can't be any worse than the week before the Masters in some respects, though.
Right, right. So. Well, he's like you said, I think that he is hoping October is a temporary spot for them and they can do something a little better as the years go by. And speaking of golf, on the show today, we are pretty likely to touch on what happened over the weekend at Shinnecock Hills in Long Island at the U.S. Open. Not because golf is a huge topic normally on this show, but I think two things. The whole Phil Mickelson thing, that's probably a whole segment, and we'll definitely get to that. We've got some great audio pertaining to that. But the degree of difficulty of the course set up by the USGA, whose own CEO apparently got on Fox, I think last night or something, and basically said, we blew it.
Is that good for business when the guy that in charge...
We made it much too hard.
Right. Yeah, I was very... it piqued my interest, obviously, but the Phil Mickelson stuff, I mean, I haven't seen something like that since, like, Happy Gilmore. I mean, it was comical. And but, you know, the people... I don't know how you feel about this. The people that were like, this guy should resign or turn in, you know, he should withdraw.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, that is the criticism that most casual fans out there have about golf and the PGA, that it's too buttoned up, that
right.
It's too, you know, whatever. Let the guy do his thing. I mean, he got his penalty. Let him move on. It was funny.
I absolutely found it funny. I couldn't agree more. It was as amusing as hell. I just can't help but wonder if somebody like a Tiger Woods or a Jordan Spieth or somebody else had done it, would it have been? I mean, Phil is the goofball, happy Father's Day guy, right?
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
And he's also a guy that I think gets a lot of not always fair criticism. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. There's been
he's a dartboard.
Yes, yes. But he's also the guy who's known for having done goofy stuff in the course of his career. But, you know, there is two sides to it. You're right. We will get to it. We have Phil on that. We have the incredulous Joe Buck on that from the telecast, which is really priceless stuff. I think Fox was just completely caught, like the rest of the world, off guard with that. And we will talk, of course, a little bit more about these red hot Astros. And with the teams coming into town for this 10-game homestand, I mean, this winning streak could easily extend a lot farther than it is right now.
Honestly, I think the only thing that could keep it from happening is some sort of injury, and it would have to be to a starter. They're just playing so well. Evan Gattis is a monster, and he's going to kill you.
Yes.
That's how I feel about the guy right now.
He's a monster, and so is Marwin Gonzalez, actually.
Yeah.
He's kind of getting overlooked in the month of June so far with what Gattis has been able to do, but he's doing some pretty good mashing himself. Bregman as well. You know, the bottom third of the order had been a real concern. It's not as much anymore. And the bullpen, I think it was probably the other concern, even though the ERA was misleading. It was leading the league, but the results were not what they wanted them to be. Suddenly the bullpen has gotten its act together as well.
It's another reason that, you know, A.J. Hinch, a lot of times people just say he has the magic touch. He kind of cobbled it together in the World Series run last year, and he's kind of doing that again this year. He's putting Ken Giles in spots that, for the most part, he's going to be set up to succeed. And that's what you got to do with a guy like that right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.